This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3917 for Tuesday, the 8th of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled Response to Permission Tickets by Onif Spoons. It is hosted by DNT and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, hopefully a useful provocation in response to a recent intriguing show by another HPR host.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. This here is a response to 3909 called Permission Tickets by Onif Spoons. This was a really good show, very well written, not too long, and Onif Spoons says it's a preview show for some future self-referential tangle of cryptographic distraction, which sounds great. And I was typing a comment and then it was kind of getting long, so I decided to record a response show. And then you may notice that I was on Hacker Public Radio just a couple of days ago, and tomorrow or something I will be on it again. And that was because I had a scheduled show and then one show came out of the reserve queue. And then I'm posting this as a response show, and I'll talk a little more about that later. But anyway, the show by Onif Spoons was very good, very interesting stuff. I really recommend you listen to it, and it's very much in line with the previous shows by that host. It's always been at this kind of standard. And I wanted to talk about just one part of what he is talking about here. And that is, for example, at the end here, I'm looking at the Whisper transcription. It says, so as a disclaimer, if it wasn't clear at the beginning, if you recognize that someone who exchanges a bunch of money for a bunch of cryptographic tokens is essentially holding next to nothing at all, then you are halfway to recognizing that someone who holds a bunch of money is holding next to nothing at all. What they need is to convince somebody to exchange or to swap for the permission tickets which they have acquired. End quote. That's very good. Too many crypto fans don't recognize even that, but I would like to point out here that there is actually one very important difference between these cryptocurrencies and state-backed currencies, and that is that within that state it is legal tender. And one of the primary ways in which this manifests is that the state accepts it as for tax payment. So that's kind of the number one thing that gives state-backed money its value, right? It's not just that people will accept it. And this seems to be something that a lot of the crypto fans don't seem to remember, you know? So the thing about that is that we seem to, in the 21st century, to be kind of in the habit of destroying things that we already had, and then just rebuilding them in a less good form. And then we're just stuck with this downgraded form of the thing that we actually already had. We just didn't realize that we were just rebuilding the same thing, only not as good as the one that we had before, right? This happens, I think. I'm going to put in the show notes this episode of the Harper's podcast where they discuss the writers' strike here in the United States, the Hollywood writers' strike. And they kind of touched on the idea that, these streaming services, they kind of destroyed the traditional TV industry in the U.S. based in Hollywood. And they really didn't actually make anything new. They were simply allowed by the state to destroy the industry that already existed, and they just basically dominated it and replaced it with an industry that's just much less equitable. And according to the person that was being interviewed on that podcast, this is now reflected in this strike. So I think we should be wary of situations in which we kind of fool ourselves into thinking that we're innovating, we're building this new thing, but really we're just replacing it with an inferior version of something that we already had. Not because the thing that we already had was necessarily good, but just because we suffer from a pretty overwhelming lack of imagination. All right, so that was my comment on the show by One of Spoons. And before I posted this, I went on Matrix, on the Matrix channel, and I raised this idea because I already had shows on the calendar, so we try to stick to only one show every 2 weeks so that nobody can kind of dominate the main feed. But I kind of raised the idea that maybe response shows should be exempt from that, because it's kind of nice for it to appear in the main feed pretty close to the show you're responding to. And also, maybe that's a good way to fill slots, you know, to we have the reserve queue when there's an unclaimed slot very close to the date it's supposed to air. So maybe another decent way for hosts to fill slots is to record a response show like the one I just did. Also, personally, I'm a fan of these of conversations, and this can be kind of like a play-by-mail conversation where each participant in the conversation will only speak after several days. So with this, I invite One of Spoons to to post a comment on my comment, or just post that upcoming show about the tangle of cryptographic something or other. So that could also be a good way for a new host to post their first show. You know, if you have a comment about a show or thoughts about a show, which undoubtedly you do from time to time, maybe it can be kind of a simple way to post your first show by sort of remixing or starting from somebody else's show. And what did you think about that? I think I would like to hear it. Hopefully this was useful. Thanks again to One of Spoons for the show. I'm looking forward to more. That was very good, very well done. Thank you. Now please come back tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.